Right now, as we dive into this exploration into the source material, a totally silent ledger just stamped your existence into the history of the internet.
Yeah, it's happening constantly, whether we notice it or not.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, we're looking at a really precise set of user metadata today. You know, personal identifiers, temporal stamps, geographic markers. Basically, our mission today is unpacking the specific coordinates of Polino Alanis.
And it really is a fascinating snapshot, right?
It is, yeah. I like to think of a person's digital metadata as kind of a, well, like a flight recorder for a single day. You know, those silent, essential data points that prove exactly where and when your story is happening.
That's a great analogy because it's a literal verification of presence. So looking at the core data here, we have the primary identifiers. We have the name, Polino Alanis, and the associated primary email, which is polino.alanis@gmail.com.
Right. So it's a matched set.
Yeah. And those two pieces of information act as the North Star for a digital profile. They really represent the most stable parts of your online presence.
So wait, is an email address essentially a modern home address? Like, I'm wondering if having your name directly in the email, you know, polino.alanis, does that change how the digital world perceives your officialness?
Oh, absolutely it does. Because when a system needs to identify you, having a name-matched email acts as a high-trust anchor.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it tells the servers, hey, this isn't a bot or a burner account.
Like it's an actual stable human being.
Exactly. It's not just some random cool skater 99 handle. It's official.
I mean, that makes total sense. But an identity floating in a vacuum doesn't mean much, right? You need the space-time coordinates to anchor it. And looking at the specifics here, the timestamp is Tuesday, March 31st, 2026. At exactly 1.38 p.m.
And 22 seconds. 13.38.22 to be exact.
Yeah, the 22 seconds. I actually have to push back on that precision. Like, why does a digital record care about 22 seconds past the minute? It feels like we're timing a high-stakes race or something.
Well, in the digital world, every millisecond actually defines your position. It prevents things like replay attacks, but you also have to look at the geographic context tied to it, which is the America-Chicago time zone.
Right, the CDT minus 0500 part.
Exactly. That CDT minus 0500 offset is, well, it's crucial. It's not just the time on the clock, you know?
So what does that offset actually do then?
It tells the world how Polino is synchronized with global systems. If we didn't have those offsets, the internet wouldn't know whose data came first.
Oh, wow. So it's global synchronization.
Yeah, it's how Chicago time aligns with universal coordinated time. Without it, the digital snapshot is basically just a blurry mess.
Right. It's the underlying logic keeping the whole system from crashing. So kind of synthesizing all of this, connecting the dots, we've got the name, the exact time, the specific place.
All working together.
Right. And when you combine these five pieces of data, it creates this utterly unique coordinate in human history that belongs only to Polino.
And that's the real takeaway here. Moving from just raw data to the realization that this specific combination of information down to the exact second will literally never happen again for anyone else.
Which is pretty mind-blowing when you try to wrap your head around it. We've decoded these markers, you know, Polino Alanis's, recorded in the heart of Chicago time on a spring afternoon in 2026.
It's a permanent digital footprint.
Yeah, it is. And it leaves me with this final kind of provocative thought for the listener. If you were to look back at this exact timestamp, 13.38.22, 5 years from now, would you actually remember where you were standing in Chicago? Or, you know, has the digital record become a more reliable narrator of your life than your own memory?
That's a really interesting question. Are we just going to become the user interface for our metadata's life story?
Definitely something to chew on next time you see the clock tick past the second.